Are you ready to play 60?
I was rooting for you guys.
You brought your giant size appetite.
That is my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up on the show this week, we'll continue our look back at the 90-year history of the New York Giants. But to get things started, it's time for our legacy interview with one of the Giants' greats, Jason Sehorn.
First and 10 Patriots at their own 22. Bledsoe to throw. Intercepted by Sehorn, running down the right sideline. Touchdown, Jason Sehorn!
From 1994 to 2002, Jason Sehorn was a tough, athletic defensive back for the New York Giants. A California native, Sehorn played two seasons at the University of Southern California, where he was a standout at both cornerback and safety. And when he was selected by the Giants in the second round of the 1994 NFL Draft, there was some question as to which position he would play.
Unfortunately, when I got here as a safety, I was pigeonholed as a strong safety just because I was big. About halfway through my rookie year, and Mike Nolan sat me down and goes, what do you want to do? And I said, I don't want to play strong safety. I want to play corner. And so they moved me to corner. And so week 8 or 9, I started playing and, you know, played from then on.
Farratt takes the snap, settles in the pocket, throws, and the pass intercepted by Sehorn along the right sideline. Still on his feet, trying to cut across field, and he trips on the AstroTurf and goes down at the Redskin 43.
In 1996, Jason Sehorn had a breakout year, leading the Giants with 5 interceptions. In 1997, he was even better, totaling 6 takeaways, and he accomplished that while having to cover the league's top receivers.
As a corner, I needed to be focused, because you can fall asleep out there. And what I mean by that is as the game goes along, running play to the right, you know, quick hitch, slant over here, and all of a sudden you've gone 3 or 4 plays, maybe a series, they haven't thrown to your guy, and you're like, oh, man, you know. Your mind just starts to wander. Well, when they tell you on Monday, okay, this coming week, you're on Irvin the entire game. Well, now you ratchet up a little bit. You realize, all right, they're probably going to throw to him a lot. I might want to figure out what he does, his strengths and weaknesses. And then you're in the game the entire time just dialed in. And that could just be my mentality, but I enjoyed it a lot more knowing what my responsibility was always.
Hostetler, 7-step drop, looks, throws right, pass intercepted by Sehorn, the receiver fell. Sehorn down the left sideline to the 10, 5, touchdown Giants! Jason Sehorn gets another interception today, he returns it for a score.
Sehorn's spectacular season in 1997 helped the Giants win the NFC East Championship. But the following year, in a 1998 preseason game, he suffered a devastating knee injury that ended his season and threatened his career.
It was the ego of an athlete going, I can do this. And I knew I could do it. It wasn't a question of athletic ability. And I wasn't even thinking of getting hurt, obviously. It was like, I want to go do this. I want the ball in my hand. I'd broken many things. Nothing ever felt like that. I mean, I felt it when someone hit me from the side and it just buckled awkward. And when I stood up, as I was running, I just remember my knee was like, it was kind of flopping. And so I get to the sideline, and I remember Dr. Warren comes over. He goes, what's wrong? I said, I tweaked my knee. He comes over, and he kind of does his little shake thing, whatever they do. And I'll never forget him looking up at me. He goes, yeah, you got your ACL, and you got your MCL. And I took his little bald head, and I was like, what? Are you sure? He's like, yeah. I don't regret it. I don't. I'm not going to look back and go, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. So much happened from that. It changed me as a player.
During his rehabilitation, Sehorn packed on a considerable amount of muscle, and when he returned, he looked more like a linebacker than a defensive back.
Straight line speed was fine. It was just, to play corner, you do need to be a little bit lighter so you can maneuver around the football field. It took a while to lose that weight, and I came into training camp that year with about probably 15 pounds more than I need to carry.
Chandler to throw. Rolling, throwing, and the pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Sehorn. Jason Sehorn across the 20 to the 25 and knocked down at the 30.
And in the 2000 NFC Divisional Playoff game against the Philadelphia Eagles, he made one of the most memorable plays in Giants history.
McNabb again over center. Drops straight back. Giants on a blitz. McNabb hit as he throws. Swings it right. And the pass nearly. It is intercepted by Seahorn. He's got another run. Down the left sideline. Cuts it at the 10. 5. Touchdown.
I don't know how else to explain it. I saw the ball and went. It was an out route to the flat. He was trying to throw that thing low and away. And I just drove on it so well that I felt like I could get to it. And so I went for it. I got my hands on it. But when I hit the ground, you know, it kind of popped up a little bit. And everything just kind of happened. You know, I react, instinct, stand up, go the other way. As a player, you kind of want to have something that you're remembered for. People remember it. They'll bring it up. And I remember it. I'm not going to forget it.
In his 9 seasons, Jason Seahorn thrilled the Big Blue faithful with his special blend of skill and style. And he'll always be one of the most beloved players in Giants history.
Once a Giant, always a Giant means that I am in the fabric of this organization forever. We're an organization built to succeed, win, that's what we're trying to do. And you as a player feel like you're always a part of that no matter what. And there's no casual Giant fan. So once you're a Giant, they will always recognize you as a Giant.
Jason Seahorn, one of the most dynamic players to play for the New York Giants with that rare athletic skill that so few have possessed. When we come back, we'll continue our look back at the 90-year history of the Giants as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Still to come on the program, we'll tell you about the Giants in the community. But to get things started on this segment, we look back as the Giants in 2014 celebrated their 90-year history. We focus in on 1964 to 1969.
In 1964, it became evident that the Giants' glorious run of winning football had come to an end. Aging defensive players like Rosie Grier, Dick Modjeleski, and Sam Huff were traded. And for the first time in 17 years, the team finished last in their conference.
1961, we won. 62, we won. 1963, we're the highest scoring team in the history of football. 1964, we collapsed.
Y.A. Tittle would suffer a career-ending injury in 1964 in a game versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this famous photo of him, bloodied and beaten up, became one of the most iconic images in sports history.
I guess it's caught on as sort of a last of the Mohegans or the end of an era.
At season's end, Tittle announced his retirement, as did several other legendary Giants, including Frank Gifford, Alex Webster, and Andy Robustelli.
64 was a bad year. We were all 1 year too long in the league.
The Giants would look for an infusion of youth in the second half of the decade when they selected Tucker Fredrickson with the first overall pick in the 1965 draft.
I thank the Lord that I was drafted by the Giants in New York City, and especially being the number one in the whole league.
Although he would have an injury-riddled career, Fredrickson headed up a powerful group of bruising backs known as the Baby Bulls.
I got hurt the second year, and I sort of muddled along the rest of the time, but Allie Sherman was the coach at the time, and we had some lean years, and that's part of it. You know, you can have some great athletes, and everybody gets hurt. You have a bad season.
Put your eyes in your hands. That's why those drills were on you. Put them in there now. Make sure. Nail it in. You don't get them in these kind of drills, it's going to be tougher in the game.
I don't care how much you know about football. If you show me you can't hit, you don't belong here. You better get in here angry, both sides, and let's go to work. Now get it up.
On the defensive side of the ball, Allie Sherman's unit was bolstered by the addition of standout safety Spider Lockhart.
And to little Spider Lockhart, number 43, from North Texas State, it's a chance to mix it up in the big leagues. Spider's 6 interceptions ranked him among the league's best and earned him a berth on the Pro Bowl team.
Adding more excitement to the roster was wide receiver Homer Jones, a speedster like New York had never seen. Jones would become the Giants' most prolific pass catcher through the 60s, but he's probably best known for introducing the football world to his post-touchdown maneuver, known as the spike.
Well, I had always said that when I made my first touchdown, I was going to throw the ball in the stands. And in the meantime, I had forgotten that they changed the rules on the off-season, that I think it was a $500 fine for throwing the ball in the stands. And as I crossed the goal line, my intentions and my ambition was always to throw that ball in the stand, but I thought about that $500, and it came down, I threw it on the ground. So that was the original spike right there, the origin of it.
Jones and the Giants would get an even bigger boost when the team acquired Scramblin' Fran Tarkington from the Minnesota Vikings in 1967.
That team in New York, that first year that I was there, we finished 7-7. That was the finest accomplishment of any of my 18 years of professional football. They were a ragamuffin team that played hard and played together, had heart and had soul. Allie did a great job with that team. And for us to be 7-7 was like being 14-0 with any other team. It was the best year any team that I played on had ever had. We spread the field. We put men in motion. We had nobody in the backfield. And the reason we had to do this is that we didn't have a big offensive line. So we had to use the short passing game to be our running game. The West Coast offense, as we know it today, was absolutely started in New York. And they let me be a part of that architecture. And we had more fun with it.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. You know, one of the key initiatives in the NFL and with the New York Giants is the Special Olympics. And this past year, Jason Pierre-Paul and Steve Weatherford participated full steam.
Dude. Tommy! Good to see you, Sam. What's up, dude? You doing all right?
Yeah.
It's good to see you. Are you guys ready to go?
Yeah!
All right, guys. What do you guys want to do today? You want to do a little kicking?
Yeah.
A little punting?
Yeah.
A little throwing?
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to split up into three groups.
We are at MetLife again. We're here for a Special Olympics event. Got a bunch of great athletes out here throwing the ball, kicking the ball, punting the ball, and just having a good time.
I'm here with how many years you've been coming here, Bike Mike?
Oh, I'm always talking how many years I've been coming.
Many, many years. Longer than I've been coming here. This is my sixth year. My favorite event every year. I picked Tom because, hey, Tom is going to show you guys how it's done. Let's go, Tom. You can do it, man. Tom! Tom! Whoa! Tommy! Hey, did I tell you guys Tom knows how to do it? Tom, that's how it's done, guys.
This is an event that we've been doing for over 15 years and that our athletes truly look forward to coming here and participating in.
Mike, Mike! Mikey! Hey, Mike. Mike. Let's go, babe. Let's go. Woo!
You go pass it, man. You ready? You ready? I'm ready.
Oh, got it! Oh!
You know what I mean? Just to see some of them out here and just passing, having fun, and I'm very blessed because I can come out here and actually be a role model to them.
Hey! Everybody bring it in! Everybody bring it in!
Seeing the smiles on these kids' faces and understanding their situation really puts things into perspective for us. You know, we have the best job in the world, and you know, we have an unbelievable feeling on Sundays when we come out here and play, but it pales in comparison to seeing these kids and being a part of what they're about, and I'm just happy I have the opportunity to do it year in, year out.
Good.
Hey, well, first off, I want to tell you guys thank you. Every single time I come out here, it's the most valuable hour that I spend all year. Everybody that came here today had an absolute blast. We had to have over 100 guys here, right?
Yeah, I see smiles all around.
Everybody has a good time. And the nicest thing is everybody's encouraging everybody. Everybody gets the punt. They get the pass. They get the kick.
Good job, Mike. You did great, man. Every single year, man. I look forward to seeing you.
Here we go. Giants on three. 1, 2, 3.
Giants!
Good job, guys.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Jameel McClain just wrapped up his first year with the Giants, and he fit in quite well because not only was he a contributor on the field, but he went in both feet first when it comes to off-the-field activities, including feeding 53 families to match his number.
Stevie Brown here at Jameel McClain's 53 Families event out here in the Bronx, out here feeding families, enjoying a good time. talk to some people.
Thank you.
Look, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Born and raised in the Bronx.
Oh, you're a USC baby. I'm glad we got you.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
Yours is bigger than mine.
Without any further ado, I'm gonna give you number 53 of our New York Giants. Give him a hand.
My name is Jamil McClain for your New York Giants, and 53 families, you know, it started, you know, 5 years ago in Baltimore, and it was such an amazing event, and we wanted to take this love and this passion, and we wanted to bring it to New York.
My fifth annual 53 Fame is the first in New York, you know, so it's a great opportunity for us to give back to the community that gives us so much. And that's basically what 53 Families is. It's an intimate event, as you can see.
How you doing?
You're welcome.
Came a long way.
Yep,
and I'm still working with
him. Oh, man. I can't wait to hear this story.
Here with cornerback DRC. DRC, just tell me what it feels like to be out here. What does this make you feel like?
Oh, man, it's a blessing, man. I think Jamil's doing a great job giving back to the community, you know. Unfortunately, a lot of families are not able to eat and come together in fellowship like this. So I think it's a blessing. And anytime he needs me, man, I'm there.
Just a little bit on myself, you know. I grew up in North Philly, you know what I mean? Anybody that knows anything about Philly, you know. So I didn't come from the best of situations, the best of circumstances, you know. And at a point in my life, I was homeless. And I started this idea because I remember Salvation Army taking me in and giving us a hot meal, giving us a bed to sleep on, and it was something that was so valuable. And it just became something that I wanted to give back. If I could leave y'all with one thing, I say this to myself before every game because it's my life. And Les Brown said it. He said, if you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for, to work day and night for, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for, if all that you dream and you scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it, fret for it, and plan for it, and lose all your terror against the opposition for it, with all of your capacity, strength, and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold, poverty, famine, or gold, sickness, or pain, and body, and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim, you besiege and beset it, and with the help of God, you'll get it. Everybody, soar to new heights.
Oh, it was great. You know, his speech was really touching even for me. And just, you know, being out here in the community and seeing some of these kids who are going to get a second chance through, you know, the probation and the Archer program, it's a great, great thing he's doing here. And I'm glad to be a part of it.
I just want to thank you for inviting me out and letting me be a part of 53 Families. And I know all my teammates definitely appreciate hearing your story. It's always a pleasure going to war with you, my brother.
Always a pleasure.
Jamil McClain looking forward to another great year on and off the field with the New York Giants. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. So you've heard about the Senior Bowl. You've heard about the Scouting Combine. There was the Veterans Combine. There's all this work being led up to the draft. Plus, you had NFL free agency. One of the other things that all the teams around the National Football League do is they hold a workout for local players, guys that played their high school ball in New Jersey and played in universities nearby. So you say, what are the odds of those guys making the team? It's not great. Some guys, though, earn an opportunity to at least get into minicamp and see if they can catch the coach's eye. Think about it. 2010, there was a guy who was at one of those local workouts, went by the name of Victor Cruz. He grew up in Paterson, New Jersey, played at UMass, and the rest, as they say, is history. So NFL teams will look high and wide and far and near in order to find talent that can help. And you never know. Guys that come into the NFL through the most obscure resources wind up becoming stars. Victor Cruz is a living example. And that's my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every Saturday night right here on My9 for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Facebook.com/NewYorkGiants. At Giants.com and on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants.
MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.